It is a very strange time, as we already know, to be a sports fan. You never know when a game's going to be scheduled, rescheduled, postponed, canceled. Postponed and canceled, they mean nothing and they mean everything at the same time. So we got a lot to keep our eyes on. In fact, we're going to try to do it every single day, specifically in the Mountain West Conference. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is up at theholeshow.com. Who's the better team today in the conference between Colorado State, Boise State, San Diego State, and Utah State? And Boise State leading that one, and they'll get a chance to prove it coming up later this week. Joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline, Justin Michael of DNVR Rams. Justin, my man, welcome back to the show, man. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Always fun to talk a little bit of hoops with you.
All right, so what's going on with this conference right now? So CSU, we know, they have the two Air Force games. They have to win those games if they even want a shot to win the regular season title. They're going to need some help, and most of that is in that Boise State-San Diego State series coming up, and that's going to be very interesting for Rams fans. But that might not be it, Justin. The Rams could wake up Monday or go Tuesday after beating Air Force on Monday, wake up and go, oh, we're number one. Oh, wait, we got to play another game later this week.
Yeah, actually, the league literally just announced, like, about 2 minutes before I hopped on with you, CSU is going to host New Mexico on March 3rd, and then they are going to play one game at Nevada on March 5th.
So wow.
They get two more games. They get one against each opponent. I don't really understand the point of making CSU travel. I guess the other teams would want the Rams to have to play at least one game against Nevada, specifically someone like Boise State, who got swept on the road at Nevada. Interesting decisions. Yeah, I don't know. It should help CSU's tournament resume, assuming that they do well. They're going to have to go at least 3-1, I think, down the stretch here. Can't lose any bad games, but an opportunity to improve their resume and for the league to make a little TV money, which is probably what ultimately drove these decisions.
It's very interesting. Yeah, and I'm just seeing your tweet, man. This is what's crazy. I saw another tweet about on the rumor mill side of things. I thought, all right, let's get Justin on to talk about it. And then, boom, some breaking news there. And that's kind of how it goes. I mean, how do you write anything anymore, Justin? As soon as you write something, 5 seconds later, games are scheduled underneath your nose.
Yeah, it's pretty much impossible right now. I've written so many game previews for games that didn't end up happening, and like pieces where you lay out like, well, if this happens and this happens, and then none of the games end up happening, then they add games when you're on the phone. It's the wild, wild west out here, but at least we have some basketball, right? It's better than no basketball.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It is. And I tell you what, it's entertaining because the Mountain West is so good, at least those top four teams in real. Nevada's the top team. All right, so Justin, paint the picture for us now, man, because I wanted to get you on and say, as of right now, What needs to happen for the Rams? I think the best case scenario is Rams go win both of your Air Force games and Boise State, San Diego State beat each other up. Maybe there's a split and everybody's happy and the Rams win the regular season title. But now there's a lot more to that. And like you said, now it's about building up the resume for March Madness too. But what are those scenarios needed still for Colorado State to walk away as regular season champs?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot comes down to that Boise State-San Diego State series. If they end up splitting, CSU is going to really be in good shape, assuming that they, you know, do take care of Air Force. But the tough part is just going to be they're going to be coming in cold. You know, it's been 3 weeks since they last played a game. Even against a lowly team like Air Force, it's kind of a tough situation. You like that you get New Mexico as the buffer game in between the trip to Nevada. It'd be really tough to go there. One of the interesting things for San Diego State, though, even after they play Boise State, they got one game added as well. They have to play UNLV on the road. That's a tough game for them. I mean, Bryce Hamilton, he's a bucket. David Jenkins, they can really score. It's going to be really intriguing to see how this all plays out here. Boise State had a game added against Fresno State. That doesn't really do much. For them, it really all comes down to the San Diego State series. They should take care of business against the Bulldogs, but if you're CSU, you've got to win your home games. You've got to win the three games at home, and if you do that, whether you win or lose against Nevada, you should at least, you know, get a split of the conference title, just assuming that San Diego State drops one of these games here. If they end up winning out, that could put the Rams in a little bit of a tougher position.
Man, obviously we know CSU has to take care of their own business, but that just makes this Boise State San Diego State, man. I mean, this is going to be one heck of a series, and because of the COVID situation, we've been able to see these games, you know, back to back like this. So this is going to be a fun one later this week.
Oh, it's a great matchup. I mean, it's two teams that are, in my opinion, definitely tournament worthy. I think really Utah State and CSU are as well. CSU especially. Utah State, they kind of hurt themselves by getting swept on the road at Boise State. But if Boise State goes and gets swept by San Diego State, then everything gets all wonky, and then you're feeling pretty good if you're CSU because you got to split against everybody, whereas some of these teams have been swept by some of the other top teams. It's going to be crazy. I think, you know, some of the cannibalization might end up hurting the Mountain West in the end, and that's kind of a bummer. But I'm really hoping to see a three-bid league for the first time and had like over 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, and I mean, I know a lot of conferences can say this, Justin, but don't you really get the feeling that whether it's CSU, Boise State, San Diego State, and I mean, honestly, Utah State's a pretty darn good team. They just couldn't hang on against Boise State in that second game. But don't you just get the feeling that either one of those teams could make some legitimate noise in the big dance?
Oh, totally. I mean, these are all teams that are good enough to contend. Now, part of it is so much of it depends on seeding, like, and where you get matched up against. You know, if you're an 8 seed, for instance, and you win a game, then you have to face Gonzaga in the second round. Like, that's pretty brutal. But depending on where you end up, I think all these teams are good enough. Boise State, you know, they're really well versed offensively. They've got a couple of big wins to their name. I love Derek Alston. I mean, he's a legitimate NBA prospect at this point. You brought up Utah State. I mean, who has an answer for a guy like Naeem Escada, a true 7-footer? That can just take over the game. There were points against Boise State where he was just dunking at will, and Boise State just outscored him. So it's, I think all these teams, I mean, even San Diego State, Jordan Shackle, they're just so deep. And obviously I'd love to see CSU get a chance because I think, you know, Roddy Stevens, even a guy like Tanjay, I just think they're built to really go off in the biggest moments. And I just hope these teams get a chance and don't get overlooked.
Justin Michael joining us from DNVR Rams. And Justin, how big of a concern is it? Now, I know Air Force is not a good team. CSU certainly is, but they haven't played since February 6th. And that wasn't because of CSU, so they've been able to practice. But the in-game stuff, right? We haven't seen CSU play in a game since February 6th. Is that a legitimate concern for these, at least just the first game against Air Force? Because if you drop that, it's pretty much over for Colorado State. So how big of a concern is that? Or are the Rams just so far ahead of what Air Force is all about that it shouldn't be a concern at all?
I mean, fluky stuff can happen in college basketball. So you don't want to ever say never because we've seen some weird stuff happen. Like you mentioned, though, it is big that CSU has at least been able to practice. It wasn't an instance where they were totally shut down, not able to work on stuff. But, I mean, there's just no substitute for live games. So, I'm a little bit worried about it. I could see a situation where Air Force kind of hangs around early, especially if they're able to knock down some threes, if the Rams are a little rusty on the offensive end themselves. Ultimately, I think the disparity in talent ends up being the difference in this one, and I think CSU sweeps.
Yeah, I do too. And I mean, again, that's the first order of business, and it's amazing. Within this segment, everything has changed up with what this conference is ultimately going to look like and how this thing is going to finish up. But when you look at the Rams' resume, they've had some huge games. I'm splitting with all of those teams. If they take care of Air Force and they don't somehow win the regular season title, and maybe they don't win that Mountain West title, do you like their chances if they go 3-1 or 2-2 even? I don't think you can go 2-2, but if you go 3-1, do you like the at-large chances there for the Rams?
You know, if the Rams go 3-1 and they, you know, win a game or two in the Mountain West tournament, I think they have a pretty good shot of at least getting a play-in game. You really would hate to leave it up to that. I think getting at least a share of the regular season conference title, that just kind of boosts CSU. I mean, it's not technically the auto bid, but it's tough to leave the regular season champ out when you look at how good this conference has been.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's tight, and there would be no shame necessarily. But yeah, then things get really murky, and as far as all that goes, so man, let's see how this thing plays out, and it's going to be entertaining. It might not go exactly how Rams fans want it to go, but it's certainly going to be entertaining.
Oh, totally, and I think CSU fans, they just can't help but think back into 2015 where the Rams were, you know, a pretty substantial snub, and it's I get it. It's tough to say. I will say, I think this CSU team has a little bit more love nationally than that team did. We're going to have to see. I'd just love to see this team make it, because it's a great chance to get a little bit of exposure and a chance to kind of dip your toes in the tournament, because the future is really bright for CSU men's basketball. They don't have any seniors. They have a really talented recruiting class coming in, a really talented freshman in Isaiah Rivera. I mean, they have multiple chances to make the tournament down the line, but it would just be really valuable for them to get it and kind of experience it. So down the line, they're maybe not as shell-shocked.
Yeah, no question about it. Justin, man, we appreciate you jumping on short notice for us. What are you working on? I know you're getting this information out now, but what will you be working on in the next couple of days that we can check out? We love DNVR. We love what you guys do, DNVR Rams.
Oh, thank you, man. Well, totally. I gotta break down like how the rest of the league's gonna shake out, who I think has the best chance to win. Obviously, I'm gonna have to kind of relook at the schedules and everything now. Now everybody has more games, and that's great. It's more content, it's more to look at. And I'm hoping to get some features out about just the improvement, because the Rams have really taken some big steps on the offensive and defensive end this year. And I'm going to kind of dive into the numbers and highlight some of that.
Yeah, it's a great team to watch. And like you said, the sky's kind of the limit. If it doesn't work out exactly how we want it to this year, this group should all be intact next year. And maybe even going in being one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to win the whole thing. At least the Mountain West Conference tournament, regular season, all that. Justin, appreciate you, my man.
Always, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Justin Michael of DNVR Rams talking. Well, there you go, Colfax. I mean, moments ago, we get this. Mountain West Conference announces a revised schedule. I didn't know that, scheduling Justin. We saw him retweet something like in the rumor mill, and I thought, oh, Mountain West is going to – I've been talking to you in the break. I'm saying the Mountain West is talking about – rescheduling a few of these games next week, and here we are. CSU just got two games tacked on, and one's going to be a battle. One's going to be pretty tough. I mean, you got this situation. So now they're all in this. I mean, Tuesday, March 2nd, you have Fresno State at Boise State. March 3rd, Nevada at San Jose State. Thursday, March 4th, Wyoming will play at Utah State, which those won't really matter as much. Friday, March 5th, next Friday, Colorado State at Nevada. So you're going to get the one there. You're going to get that opportunity, you know, to add another win to your belt. You know what that's going to do. Now, New Mexico's on that list as well. That's Wednesday, March 3rd. So they'll play Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's a lot of games. That's a lot of games for all of these teams. Let's see, man. Let's see if the Rams can get at it. They've had a little while off with games. But there you go. Two more games added on. My deep thoughts from a wandering mind. My blog was about what it would take, and I said, hey, be careful, because they're probably going to schedule this right when I hit publish. But there you have it. Mountain West Commissioner Craig Thompson said, quote, this presented a very complex equation, which included contemplating several variables, but this approach provides each institution the opportunity to control its own destiny over the final 2 weeks of the regular season and through the course of the Mountain West tournament. So, the Rams still have a damn good shot, maybe even a better shot. So this is good. It's a good deal, I think.
I think it's good. It gives them the opportunity to cement, you know, that they are that team that we think they are.
Yeah, I mean, because
there won't be any questions. And it's not like, well, they beat a couple bad teams at the end there. It's going to be like, well, no, they had to prove themselves again.
Well, it's better now, too. And it's funny because I literally did not know this as I'm talking to Justin. It's better now to have this scheduled on this Tuesday before you play Air Force, then it comes out after you play Air Force in that first game. Oh, by the way, you're going to play these games, and you're thinking, wow, we thought we were going to nail this thing down, but they just got the news, man. There you go. We have the story posted on our website. If you guys want to check that out, I'll post it up on our social media pages as well. But the Mountain West got it done, and CSU will have, well, the two home games against Air Force and the home game against New Mexico, and then on the road at Nevada, 19 minutes after the hour. Stop text Tuesday. Load them up. Get after it. I don't hate the Rockies. I don't think George Payton's career is going to be decided by Deshaun Watson. And I do think Colorado State has a hell of a good shot to win the regular season title. Talk about all that and more coming up next.
It's a party, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, it's The whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thank you for being here with us today. Nothing more at this stage, Colfax. Well, I am getting some more here. Woods is currently in surgery. Tiger Woods, we learned 20 minutes ago or so that he was injured after a rollover car accident. They had to use the jaws of life to get him out of the car. The car sustained major damage. There were no other people involved in the crash, according to department officials. Woods is currently in surgery after suffering multiple leg injuries, according to his agent. So, multiple leg injuries. I don't know. I still don't know, man. I mean, when I first read that, it's like, okay, well, at least it's not the head, right? But then you can have some pretty bad stuff going on with the legs there, too. So, again, keep our eye on that. But that's what we know. That's changed a little bit from 20 minutes ago. I'm trying to get as much information on this Mountain West thing. I just shot a text to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. I said, okay, let me get this straight. So if San Diego State and CSU somehow tie this thing, they would split the regular season title, or are they going to do some kind of a tiebreaker scenario? This case, they would both claim it for PR purposes, but there is a tiebreaker for Mountain West tournament seeding purposes, which is just do the tiebreaker for the whole thing. So they would be called co-champions, but one would obviously get the number one seed. Don't you just give it to one? I'm texting him right now. Just give it to one. I don't know. Sometimes I think we try to get too complicated in the sports world with this, Colfax. But because, okay, you're co-champions, but one's getting the better seed. Which, who's getting the at-large bid?
Good question.
Whoever gets the better seed, right? I would imagine so. So best at large. So the person that gets the better seed, the team that gets the better seed is getting that. If they do get an at large bid again, that's or not the at large, the regular season
champion. Right.
Right.
So they'd be the better team.
Do they both get in?
Maybe they would.
I don't think so.
Maybe it helps their chances to get that at large bid if they're both champions.
I think maybe cause San Diego State would probably get the tiebreaker. So they'd get in as the regular season champ, and then CSU, because they're co-champ, they just get an at-large bid. Is that an automatic bid, or is that, do you call it different things?
I wonder.
So the seating, it's interesting though. I'm texting on the air, Colfax. This is what we do.
Well, yeah.
I just think it's a little crazy.
Why not just say the first seed is the champion?
Well, you can. Just go through the tie-breaking scenario. Who has the better record overall? Okay, they tied. All right, strength of victory over common opponents, which is going to be the entire conference. That's what you do. And I've had a problem with this for years. Anytime it comes down to basketball and these tie-breaking situations, you go conference record. Okay, that's first and foremost. Then you go ultimate overall record. Kevin says, yeah, it is silly. We'll see how it falls. I do think they'll only give one trophy and such, so the loser of the tiebreaker will really only be able to use it for PR. See, in that case, just come out and go, all right, they both have the same conference record, they both have the regular season record. You go strength of victory over common opponents.
Yeah.
Bigger games, I guess, or whatever, any quad one wins or whatever you want to do there. And again, that could hurt CSU, and it probably would, but there's no sense in splitting it, man.
The only thing
had to be better.
Yeah. Because they're going to give a number one seed. So
yeah,
they were obviously better.
And again, you could say, well, they'll solve it in the Mountain West tournament. Yeah, but those are two different titles.
Yeah.
I've always had a problem with that, too. So
that
don't get me started.
That's strange.
Don't get me started on that. Like, if you're going to have a regular season champ, nix the tournament.
Knicks the conference tournament.
Right.
And or the other way around. I don't care. If you, I like the regular season championship rather than the tournament. Now, don't get me wrong. The Mountain West tournament's going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm a big fan of Venom in the regular season. And if you take all the Venom out of the regular season and go, well, it doesn't matter who wins, who has the best record in the regular season. All that matters is who wins the Mountain West Conference tournament. So that's why I like the regular season champ and the fact that it does punch your ticket to get into the tournament, to March Madness, but not for like the Big Sky Conference. UNC could win the regular season title. Doesn't get them in. You still got to win the Big Sky Conference tournament. So in the Mountain West case, you can have a regular season champ. You can have a Mountain West Conference champ, two guys getting in, then you can have an at-large. So I've always been of the mindset, you do one or the other.
Maybe for now, this co-champion thing, maybe they're really thinking it could help an extra Mountain West Conference team get in the tournament. That's the only thing that would make sense to me. You know, maybe they're just trying to help their overall brand and say, hey, if we name these two champions, as silly as it sounds, maybe it'll help in the eyes of the decision makers.
Because San Diego State's top 25, so if CSU's tied with them as far as the regular season goes, then they'd say, oh, well, I mean, they stayed right there with San Diego State the whole year.
Toss them in. I don't know.
You're right.
It's still silly.
I mean, I want what's best for Colorado State for sure, but I also want to be like, because I've talked about this for years. I've never been a fan of the regular season title and the conference tournament title. And if I had to pick, I'd rather go regular season because I just think that makes more meaning into the... Because Colfax, Wyoming, you know, if you're Larry Nance Jr. plays for Cleveland now, Wyoming was a bad team several years ago. Larry Nance Jr. got mono. He was out for 2 weeks and they lost like four or five games in that span. And then they totally just went to the like mid portion. They weren't terrible, I guess, but they were like 6th, 7th seed in the Mountain West. They got in. They went on a roll. Larry Nance Jr. is healthy. They go win the whole tournament. They get in to March Madness, which is cool. It's kind of magical, but it also like you could just take 3 weeks off if you wanted to in the regular season. Now, I know coaches will tell you we're working up to that every single game, but you know how many great regular seasons have the UNC Bears had? Only to lose it in the second or third round of the conference tournament. And I'm a big NBA guy. I know that it takes a best of seven to really, that's why I love the NBA playoff structure. It takes a best of seven to crown the best team between two solid basketball teams.
I agree. I mean, certainly in the past few years, UNC has been right in the conversation.
Yeah.
And then they just get snubbed out.
Right.
Just because of their conference.
It's...
And the way their tournament structure is set up.
It's
unfortunate. And it doesn't always give you the best team.
Yeah.
And that's, going to the dance.
That's my problem with it. I'm not... I've advocated before to do more, you know, eliminate some regular season games and do more of a series-type format in some of these games. Because March Madness is cool and everything, but Colfax, you and I both know that doesn't always legitimately crown the number one team in the country.
No.
In fact... It rarely does. Because all it's going to take is one night of bad shooting. And this is basketball. The greatest shooters in the world can have a handful of nights of bad shooting, and it might just happen to be on that night. That's why I've always loved the best of seven that the NBA does. Or any of these teams. Baseball. I've griped about the wild card. I mean, if you have the wrong pitching matchup, the guy doesn't bring his best stuff that game. And then it's just, that's it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's cool. It's got some venom to it. But at the same time, it's not true to identify the
everything.
True champion.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, push through the regular season. You get your champ there. If your conference is good enough, you get an at-large and away you go. Conference tournaments are fun. And I understand, like, I am really looking forward to the Mountain West. But like, the logical portion of my brain has never really liked the tournament aspect or the two champs. It's always confusing. Well, they were the Mountain West champion. Which one, regular season or tournament? Gotta love it.
And you're right, the tournament champ, whoever wins it, they're not always the best team. But the regular season champ is more likely the better team.
Because they're more consistent.
Exactly.
They're consistently good. And what do we talk about, like Nuggets all the time? You got to be consistent. You might win a great game tonight against Portland. and then you're going to drop an egg the next night. Okay, well, you're good on one night, you're bad on the other night. You should be rewarded for being good more often than not.
Exactly.
And that's where the tournament, I get it, it's fun. You know, they're playing back to back to back. It's crazy. And it is exciting, and I'll be watching it. But in terms of actually getting the best teams, it doesn't always work that way.
Would you prefer like a longer season then and get rid of the tournament?
Either a longer season or you do more little mini-series.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, again, you're playing the same opponents the same way that just this year you're doing it back-to-back. Yeah, maybe a longer season. Add a few more non-conference games in there. Be cool with that. I mean, I've always talked about even with March Madness. Or if you do want to keep doing the tournament, then, you know, you have a little mini-series. Because, I mean, in the NBA... it's about seeding. You don't earn anything by winning the... You don't earn anything by... Nobody cares if the Nuggets win their division. Football is way different than basketball in that regard. It's very big to win your division in football. Nobody cares if the Nuggets win their division. It's all about seeding. So the regular season has a meaning to it, but it's about setting yourself up for a good playoff series. And that's why with the Mountain West, it's like, all right, what if you set yourself up and you do a little mini... You eliminate 5-6 games from the regular season, and then you do... a best of three for the first two rounds of the tournament. Then you kind of weed out.
Right.
You keep bad teams from coming in and winning this thing. And right. It doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes. Food for thought. 36 minutes after the hour. McLean, we'll get to your text when we come back and a couple other texts as well. Text the program. Text our First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. 36 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Boy, man. Starting to kind of hit me with this Tiger Woods story, too. And again, what we know at this point is that he is getting surgery done, and it's on his legs. He has several injuries on his legs. Nobody else was involved in this rollover. The car, I saw a picture of it, did sustain a lot of damage. They had to use the jaws of life to get him out of there. So certainly thinking about Tiger Woods, man, not just one of the great golfers, one of the greatest sports figures in the history of sports. I mean, there's just no question about it. Certainly a tough situation there. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. McLean referencing something to Adam Mares, I believe, with Denver Stiffs, saying, said it perfectly, MPJ looks like he has a cloud over him when he's on the court. Does it look like he has... some kind of cloud over him when he's playing? Like, there's just something that's not, there's just something not right when he's going. And is that something that's more on Mike Malone? That he's not engaged. I mean, what is that job of a head coach in the NBA? You know, game plan, bring them together, but you're utilizing your best talent. How do you get the best out of this guy? How do you motivate this guy? Brady, these guys are NBA guys. They don't need to be motivated. Yes and no. I mean, they're still going to go out and do their thing, but they're very young players. Keep in mind, man, I mean, Porter, what did he play? A handful of games in college. So, I mean, he doesn't have that much experience. It's just that with the experience that we saw is just so natural. His God-given ability is just so natural that it blew people away. And he's kind of like Bol Bol, but MPJ, the ceiling is much higher than Bol Bol. But isn't that Mike Malone's job to get the best out of these guys? And I know there's a when do you blame it on the player? He's too young right now for me to blame it on the player. I mean, I know it's a little far-fetched here, but it's not that unlike Drew Locke. When do you start saying, well, he's a bad situation? He's in a really tough spot. Well, I mean, Porter is in a very tough spot. And defensively, Like, if you're not sitting down with MPJ every day, like, is there not time to do one-on-one defensive film with him and talk to him about where he needs to be? And if that's happening, like, and it's just he doesn't care or it's just not getting through, then, yeah, you've got a pretty big problem on your hands. The guy's just not going to get it, but I just find that hard to believe, that you can make it to a pretty big school, the school he went to with Mizzou, and then to have all these scouts look at him, and they passed on him because of injuries. They didn't pass on him for much more than that, and that's when he fell to Denver. But, you know, he's young right now. You can mold this guy. How many basketball players? I mean, look at Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray didn't hit even close to superstar status. Even, I mean, he's not necessarily at superstar status, in my opinion, yet. But he didn't even get close to that until, like, last year. So, I mean, it takes a lot of time. However, the difference between Murray and his first few years in the league, I always said it. I was like, he looks good when he misses. He still has this ability defensively. He's not, like, a great defensive player, but just he never looked lost, necessarily. He just didn't, you know, he just didn't click. Then it started to click. MPJ just kind of looks lost. You're right. Kind of has this cloud over him when he's on the floor. And tonight's a big game. I think they got, I said yesterday, they have six games remaining before the All-Star break. I'd like to see this team go 4-2. And that's going to be a tall task because it is a tough schedule starting tonight with Portland. And the Nuggets they're home and they're 6.5-point favorites. So clearly the wise guy is still giving the Mile High Crew a lot of leeway at home. But, I mean, who's playing in this game? Who's out? Paul Millsap still listed as out. Jamichael Green is listed as day-to-day. Gary Harris is out. P.J. Dozier's still out. Michael Porter Jr. was just thrown on the injury report, too. He's listed as day-to-day. So how much is that going to impact Denver at this stage? All those injuries. I mean, they've dealt with this all year. That's going to be the thing we constantly talk about, but you're going to have to figure it out or you're going to be on the outside looking in at some point. But this is a nice little rivalry here. These two teams love to play each other. Portland is sitting in front of Denver, and these are those games you definitely want to win. Beat those teams in front of you. Start knocking them down. The Blazers are 18-12. Denver sitting at that 16-14 record, and I mean that's unacceptable right now. If your expectations were to be a Western Conference finalist again, going back at it with LA or one of the LAs, then a middle of the road seventh seed has got to be considered a failure. Now that doesn't mean you can't do the unthinkable, go on and win the whole thing still, and then we'd forget all about where you started. In fact, that'd make the story even better. But right now, you were supposed to be the number two team at least in the Western Conference, if not all of the NBA. Now you're sitting at this spot where we're wondering, you know, some people are wondering if you're even going to make it, if you're going to be a play-in type team. 47 minutes after the hour, we're loading up our March Madness Challenge coming up. Still working through where we're going to do that, either CBS Sports or ESPN. But it's easy for you. It's free of charge. And we're putting together a gift package, as always, to crown the winner. We didn't do it last year. But I'm going to take a registration right now. Let's go caller number 3. Call in. Be caller number 3. Give us your email address. And we'll get your email address into the system, ready to rock and roll. 970-353-1310. Call in, caller number 3, and we'll get your email address, and you'll be in our March Madness Challenge. It's coming up, man. It's ready to go. I'm going to be in it. Colfax is going to be in it. He's trying to get rid of that sign hanging in his office. But you could win this whole thing. It's pretty fun. Local odds, win great prizes. Caller number 3, you're in. 970-353-1310. We'll be right back.
Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance. Tonight at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
I'm working all the time. Seems to me.
22 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today. Again, First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, as always. And closing thoughts on this one, man. I mean, we unpacked a lot today. Looking at the Mountain West Conference, we got that news. Colorado State will, including the rest of the conference, will have a few more games added to the mix. CSU was added next week. Next Wednesday, they'll be home against New Mexico, and then the next Friday, they'll go to Nevada. So the Rams still have a shot to win the regular season title, which they've never done since being in the Mountain West Conference. So this would be pretty special for them. And to you know, ultimately, if you get to that far, I would imagine that's going to be enough for the Rams to get into March Madness, even without that tournament overall. So that's going to be, the Mountain West Conference tournament. That's going to be interesting to see how this one breaks down. George Payton receiving so much pressure suddenly. It went from, the honeymoon phase is over, man. It was, oh, this is great. We love him. He better land Deshaun Watson, or the fate of his career in Denver is doomed, and it's a complete failure. It's like, first off, Houston might not even relinquish the guy yet, so just hold on. Nuggets tonight against the Trailblazers. This one should be a great game. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. Denver is 6.5-point favorites, and you got a lot of guys still listed on the injured status. Millsap, Gary Harris, PJ Dozier for sure out. Jermichael Green and Michael Porter Jr. listed as day-to-day. But again, we watched the growth of this team, and this is why you're going to need Porter Jr., Jamal Murray to step up, because this is where you are. I don't know that the Nuggets really make any big moves. I don't necessarily see it, because any kind of big move would just yield another, you're trying to yield another superstar. And basically, Jamal Murray is the only one that I see as far as an asset there. All right, Colfax winner today. All right, a handful of texts today, kind of going on tangents, some of them here, whatever. I'm going to go McLean with two in a row. Wow.
Second person ever do that? Second texter?
Maybe.
Two in a row?
Yeah, no. Only
was
one.
It Noob?
Noob's the only one who did three in a row.
Oh, three,
and
okay.
Of course, in that process, he did do two in a row.
Right.
But how about that? McLean could win this whole thing next week, and we'll see what that. We're going to get that prize out very, very soon. So, Hooligans, you better bring it next week. You're going to love the prize. Trust me. That's all I can say right now. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Should be jam-packed. Got a lot of great guests loaded up on the program, as always. We'll touch on the Pac-12, too. That's another conference that's very, very interesting. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.